How do you support your favorite child-free podcaster, child-free creator, child-free small business? We are out there, and I'm going to share a few ways how you can support us during the holiday season coming up. That's all next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. At the time of this recording, October 2021, I am starting to get like holiday emails, like holiday sale emails and things like that. And I wanted to share how you could support maybe smaller creators, creators like myself that make podcasts, how to support your favorite child-free podcast, how to support just creators in general, to be honest with you. And it's something that you just may not know. So let's start with the kind that doesn't involve money. And that would be sharing a link to a podcast episode, sharing a link to an Instagram account that may be selling something or promoting something. That could be sharing a link to a newsletter. That could be sharing whatever links may be on this particular creator's profile that doesn't involve money. It also could be rating and reviewing. So someone like myself, a podcaster, rating and reviewing this show is a way to support the show, and it's free to do. If you love one particular YouTube channel, it would be amazing to share that YouTube channel, but also leave amazing comments and leave supportive messages. That's also a free way to help support that creator. And free support is just as powerful and meaningful, and it takes a little bit of thought. And so it's received that way. It's received as a thoughtful message and a thoughtful thing to do. I personally love getting direct messages via Instagram, some of which I get sometimes if the episode has touched somebody so deeply. I have recently gotten a direct message like within 20 minutes of the episode airing, which I think is amazing. So taking the time to send messages, to write reviews, to write thoughtful, intentional comments goes such a long way. I literally feel them in my heart, and I know other creators would feel the same. Then there are ways to support as far as money. So purchasing a book somebody may have, becoming part of their paid community. Not a Mama Life, the links are in the bio. There is a paid community to be a part of. I want you to think of these creators, these small business video creators, podcasters. We have expenses. So we have to pay for hosting for the podcast, editing programs, possibly your editing services, possibly paying for our newsletter program. And so there are expenses that we have that we just pay out of pocket each and every month. And I would say that the majority of us are not making a profit when it comes to podcasting. It's possibly the same with video content or content creators as well. So there are costs involved, and I would imagine at this point, editing cost is probably the highest. So if there's a creator that you love out there, I would love for you to consider this coming into the holiday season. to just kind of give them a little bit of a heads up, a little bit of, you know, a little boost to their wallet to help them pay for what they need to pay for to bring you amazing content. So think about that as holiday season approaches. And again, think of all the things that you can do that don't involve money. If you're not able to do that part, there are still so many ways that you can help someone. And I particularly enjoy seeing people listening to a podcast episode and then tagging me on Instagram, or those amazing intimate Instagram messages. Those are also awesome. But I do want to just, again, bring attention to the paid community for Not a Mama Life. The details are in the episode notes. And it's truly going to the cost of making this podcast. For me, that is the cost of the program I use to record. It is hosting. And I think that's it, right? Those are the two, for me, those are the two costs. I use a free newsletter platform. And yeah, so that's it. So consider that for your favorite creator out there, your favorite small business. Purchasing something from them would be the key there. There are a lot of us child-free creators on Instagram. So chances are, if you follow me, you could look and see who I follow, or if you follow me, you could see who is commenting. And that might be a great way to also find a small business that happens to be child-free to do shopping this holiday season, because that would be another way to support your favorite creator. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.